Tribal legal battle over Windsor Casino heats up. A legal battle is underway between two Native American tribes as the Federated Indians of Graydon Rancheria take steps to block a proposed casino near Windsor, California. On November 27, the Graydon Rancheria filed a lawsuit against federal agencies, arguing that the project encroaches on their ancestral heritage and tribal rights. Ancestral disputes complicate Windsor Casino proposal. The Khoi Nation's proposed Shiloh Resort and Casino has sparked intense debate. The tribe, whose ancestral roots trace back to Sonoma and Lake Counties, recently acquired a 68-acre property on East Shiloh Road for $12 million and it plans to establish a resort offering gaming, entertainment, and accommodations on the site. Graydon Rancheria argues that the Khoi Nation lacks legitimate ancestral ties to Windsor. According to SFGATE, the lawsuit argues that the site lies over 50 miles from the Khoi Nation's historic territory in Lake County. The suit accuses the Bureau of Indian Affairs, BIA, and the Department of the Interior of failing to adequately examine the Khoi Nation's land claims and called the approval process flawed. California officials, including Governor Gavin Newsom's administration, have said that they are opposed to the project. Newsom's team argues that the Khoi Nation's aim is commercial profit rather than the reclamation of traditional lands, noting the Windsor location is geographically disconnected from the tribe's historic area. Khoi Nation defends casino plans amid criticism. The Khoi Nation has rejected the Graydon Rancheria's allegations. A tribal spokesperson criticized the lawsuit as an attempt to manipulate the process for financial gain. The Khoi Nation maintains it has long-standing connections to the broader Sonoma region and asserts the project complies with federal guidelines. Local residents near the proposed Native American casino have also voiced concerns about potential impacts on their community. Issues such as increased traffic, heightened wildfire risks, and potential crime have been raised. Some neighbors are reportedly considering legal action to halt the project. The Chickasaw Nation of Oklahoma, which operates a number of casinos, is giving $600 million backing to the project. The plans include a hotel with 400 rooms and 2,500 slot machines. If the project is approved, the Chickasaw Nation would oversee operations. The BIA is expected to decide by the end of December on whether the East Shiloh Road property will be placed into a federal trust, an important step towards the casino's construction.